From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting efforts to end the chaos in Libya get an international boost. Diplomats from nearly 20 countries and four world bodies meeting in Rome Sunday affirmed support for a UN-backed plan to establish a unity government in Libya. Among those attending, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We cannot allow the status quo in Libya to continue. It is dangerous for the viability of Libya. It is dangerous for Libyans. And now, because of the increased presence of Daesh purposefully migrating there, it is dangerous for everyone.
Libya's two rival governments are preparing to sign the unity deal in Morocco Wednesday. An agreed to communique calls on all parties to accept an immediate and comprehensive ceasefire. The meeting comes amid growing international concern about Islamic State's presence in that North African country. At least two people were killed and several others wounded Sunday in Central African Republic as voters cast ballots on a new constitution just 2 weeks ahead of delayed presidential and legislative elections that are aimed at ending 3 years of chaos. Threats of violence kept many away from the polls.
Satisfaction est grande parce que je me suis levé ce matin pour venir accomplir un devoir civique et je vais en peine de le faire.
However, Bangui resident Rodone Yarafa Emmanuel said he was able to vote, adding that he was extremely satisfied to fulfill his civic duty. If approved, the new constitution would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. Thousands have been killed and hundreds of thousands more driven from their homes since Muslim Salika rebels briefly seized power in CAR, ousting President Francois Bozizé. This is VOA News. Deadly clashes Saturday between soldiers and members of a pro-Iranian Islamic group have left at least 12 people dead and dozens wounded in the northeast Nigerian city of Zaria. The army says hundreds of followers of the Islamic movement of Nigeria leader Ibrahim Zakzaki barricaded roads, blocking an army convoy containing the army chief of staff. It says the crowd had dangerous weapons and failed to disperse. An army raid later demolished the group's headquarters and Zakzaki's home. Exit polls in France are projecting voters decisively rejected the country's anti-immigrant far-right National Front in Sunday's regional runoff elections. The National Front topped voting in six of the country's 13 regions in the first round of elections a week ago. The exit polls showed former President Nicolas Sarkozy and his allies were the clear winners in the second round. The Hudson Institute's Ben Haddad is not surprised.
The moment when the socialists decided to withdraw their list from the second round and supported the center-right conservative, the Republicans, Sarkozy's political party, it was clear that it would be very complicated for the National Front to win any of the region, to get an absolute majority. The conservatives won most of the regions where the National Front had the chance, you know, in the north with Marine Le Pen, in the southeast with Marion Le Pen. But, I mean, it's still clearly a warning for the French political establishment that the National Front to get more than 40%. This is unprecedented in French politics.
National Front leader Marine Le Pen had hoped a victory Sunday would serve as a springboard to launch a 2017 presidential bid. As many as 20 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. However, no final tally has been announced. About 900 of the roughly 6,000 candidates for 2,000 posts were women, despite obstacles in running and registering to vote. Zubair Iqbal is a Middle East Institute scholar.
The process is very bureaucratic, and the counting is done by hand. Under these circumstances, you will not know the final results for at least 24 hours. At this moment, as far as I can see, it looks like that 19 candidates, women candidates, have been elected. And they've been elected in fairly widely dispersed municipalities. However, what is important to note is that even at 19 or 20, it's still a small number, but it's a landmark.
The late King Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. In Syria, dozens reported killed following a heavy bombardment of mortar shells in the opposition-held eastern Ghouta region near Damascus. A Russian destroyer opened fire on a Turkish fishing vessel in the Aegean Sea to prevent a collision. The Russian Defense Ministry called the actions by the Turkish vessel provocative. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.